نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. During the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we know of the momentous hijrah, the event where Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions, they moved and emigrated to Medina. By that time, prayer was already required upon every Muslim. And during that time, the Muslims would face Bayt al-Maqdis, they would face Jerusalem to offer their prayers. But about 16 months or 18 months, depending on the differences of opinions between the ulama, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the Muslims to change their qibla from Bayt al-Maqdis to the Kaaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this and he says, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Describing, this ayah is describing to us how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to look up towards the heavens hoping that the Qibla would one day be changed to Mecca, would be changed to the Kaaba. Lo and behold, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the direction and the Muslims, they faced the Kaaba. Indeed, if we were to examine this event, you will know that this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Muslims now can assert their identity. The Muslims can now show and be proud of this identity, a new identity that is attached to a location, the Kaaba. But at the same time, brothers and sisters, this was a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was a test for those believers. Because after they changed their direction by the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there were people in Medina, they started to complain. They started to make fun of this change. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about it. سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَا وَلَّاهُمْ عَنْ قِبْلَتِهِمُ الَّتِي كَانُوا عَلَيْهَا. There will be foolish people, ignorant people. They will say, what has made these Muslims turn away from their previous Qibla? So yes, it is about a change in direction. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to teach us from this verse that there is something greater than simply turning in a direction. It is not about turning towards east or west, or north or south. But it is about turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ لِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. Say, the east and the west belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whoever He wishes to the straight path. So here in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to divert the focus from the change in the qibla to a greater change. And that is submitting oneself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is not important what other people think. So despite the mockery, despite the doubtful glances that some groups would do towards the Muslims because of this change, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to show us that that particular direction at the end of the day is not that critical. But what is more critical is turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so brothers and sisters, we are very, very careful about turning towards the qibla in our salah. If we are in the mall, if we are in a park, if we are in a hotel room, we are very, very careful about which direction is, the qibla is. So much so to the point that some of us will even shift half a degree in a certain direction because they are so careful about the qibla. But the greater question, brothers and sisters, that I want to explore with you today is not about the qibla or talking about the change of the qibla from Bayt al-Maqdis to Mecca. Today I want to talk to you about another qibla. And that qibla, brothers and sisters, is a qibla that is inside our hearts. So yes, for salah, we turn towards Mecca. But what about after salah? Where is your heart turned towards, brothers and sisters? Well, we might stand in prayer next to our brothers and sisters. Sisters standing next to sisters. Brothers standing next to brothers. We stand in straight lines. But the question is, are our hearts organized, united? After salah, do we just get up and leave? So where is this inner qibla, brothers and sisters? Some brothers, they have an argument with another brother, so they might still come to the masjid. They will come and do the formulaic, to stand straight and say the takbir and to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what about after salah? Will they exchange salams? Or perhaps a person will say, I don't want to go to a certain masjid anymore because I don't want to see so-and-so person's face. Because if I go there, it's going to be awkward. Now if you think about these things, brothers and sisters, you will start to understand that there is a fundamental flaw in the inner qibla in our hearts. Why is it that when we come to the masjid, brothers and sisters, we are so critical of other people, we hold other people to of the highest standard, but when it comes to ourselves, we do not hold ourselves to that standard? Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given each and every one of us an inner qibla, a compass. This compass will show us, no matter where we are in this world, we can find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A regular magnetic compass will turn towards the north, east, south, or west, no matter how you turn. But it will always be based on the magnetic field of earth. Our magnetic field, brothers and sisters, for the qibla that is in our hearts, is the iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is the fitrah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. The natural inclination فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها. It is a natural inclination to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please the Creator. That is what points our inner compass, our inner qibla towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So while we might not see the magnetic field of earth, the inner qibla, brothers and sisters, in our hearts, sometimes you're not going to see it within you, but you can see it wherever you go. You can see the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you see those things, that should pull you in the direction towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many times have you read in the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pulling us in that direction? That spiritual magnetic field, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to turn towards it over and over again. And He uses those words. فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Look at those people who disobeyed before you. Look at their fate. So if that's not the direction that you want to go down towards, if that's not the path you want to go down towards, then you should turn away. How many times have you read in the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to look at the blessings that He has given us? فَانْظُرُوا إِلَىٰ آثَارِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Look at the effects of Allah's mercy. كَيْفَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings a dead piece of land, a parched area of land, back to life. We find also in the Quran so many other verses telling us to look and seek out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. انظروا إلى ثمره إذا أثمر وينع. Look at these fruits, look at these crops. Look at them, observe them, think, ponder. Ponder over these crops, ponder over the nature that is around us. When those plants and fruit-bearing trees, when they yield and their fruits ripen. Sometimes in Jum'ah you hear the Imam reading that verse. Every Jum'ah, perhaps. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Have you not seen how the camel is created? وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. And how the heavens have been constructed and elevated above us. And how the mountains have been made. And how the earth has been flattened. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to look in all of these directions so that we can turn to one direction, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us other things, other tricks if you want to call them, other methods to help us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Over 17 times a day, brothers and sisters, we are required to recalibrate our inner qibla, our inner compass. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, show us, guide us to the straight path. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. The path that whom you have bestowed your honor and favor upon. Not the path of the misguided. Not the path of those whom your anger is over or upon. So that is why, brothers and sisters, faith, your inner qibla, this is not a static state of being. That you become mu'min and that's it. You have to constantly, over and over again, brothers and sisters, recalibrate your inner qibla, your inner compass towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why else would we read, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ 17 times? And just in case, brothers and sisters, and just in case if you forget, for every GPS that is out there, if you want to find a specific location, you have to enter in the coordinates. The coordinates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are 2, 4, 4, 3, 4. Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. That's how you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just like how a person would move half a degree to face the Qibla, to be pinpointing the direction of the Qibla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has shown us that if you want to pinpoint your Qibla to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your inner heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even to the smallest fraction, you pray the sunan, you pray the nawafil, because that will really point you closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, our inner Qibla, it doesn't point in the right direction. Maybe because of our sins, maybe because of our own mistakes, maybe because we have been misinformed about something, maybe because of our whims, maybe because of our desires, whatever it is. And you find this very evident during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Ya Rasulullah, make fornication halal, make it permissible for me." And the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were only focusing on the outside of what he just said. They did not think about what is going on inside his heart. So the Prophet ﷺ said, as you know, "Do you want this for your mother? Do you want this for your sister? Do you want this for your aunt? Do you want this for your daughter?" And in every instance he would say, "No, Ya Rasulullah, I do not want this." And listen what the Prophet ﷺ tells us after that. He says, then no one else wants that for their mothers or sister or daughters and aunt. And then after that, the Prophet ﷺ touches his heart and he says, "May Allah purify your heart." And listen, this companion, he said, by the way, he's unnamed. And that companion, he said, and from then on, it is like as if I have never ever detested zina more than before. That thing was so detestable to me now. That inner Qibla that was facing towards something that was haram, through proper dialogue and respect and reason, it was now reoriented towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we learn in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he teaches us this dua, "Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman." Oh Allah, make faith beloved to us. وَزَيِّنْهُ فِي قُلُوبِنَا, and adorn our hearts with it. وَكَرِّهْ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ, and let disbelief and sin and transgression be something that we detest. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الرَّاشِدِينَ, make us among those who are rightly guided, to be guided in that direction towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at another example that you hear all the time of this man by the name of Handalah during the time of the Prophet ﷺ. Abu Bakr was passing by him and Handalah would say, "Nafaqa Handalah." Handalah has become a hypocrite. And so Abu Bakr was so concerned and they both went to the Prophet ﷺ and they described why Handalah, this companion, felt like a hypocrite. And he said, "Ya Rasulullah, when I'm in front of you, my iman is up, I feel strong. But when I go back to my family, I feel that my iman is down." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look at his response. His response was not, "Boom, that's your fault." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's response shows total care and love. And he says, "Ya Handalah, if your iman was to be always in a perfect state, then the angels would come and shake hands with you. But rather, sa'ah, but rather hour by hour, yani from time to time, you are going to be disoriented from time to time. This is part of the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you will be disoriented." However, what we learn from this hadith, brothers and sisters, is that you have to keep trying. And so, this point that we have discussed brothers and sisters, of the specific coordinates of how to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is through salah. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whenever he was confused, whenever he was afraid, whenever he saw something that he was fearful of, whenever something would concern him and worry him, he didn't go to a shrink and talk to him. The Prophet ﷺ would immediately go to Salah to reorient his compass, to recalibrate his inner Qibla. Fazi'a ila Salah. He would go to Salah immediately. And the second way, brothers and sisters, to recalibrate this iman when it is disoriented is through patience. A man by the name of Khabbab, he came to the Prophet ﷺ, and this companion, by the way, as you know, he is probably one of the most tortured companions of the Prophet ﷺ. They used to put coal, burning coal on his back until it would melt into his flesh. They used to rip pieces of his body away from him. And you know what? He came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, when will we see success? When will we witness victory and taste it? And what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said? His response is a very long response, but the essence of it is to be patient. His response was, you have to be patient. And that is why, brothers and sisters, we conclude the first khutbah with a verse of the Quran. And this verse tells us and shows us these two steps through salah and through patience, of how that reorients and recalibrates our iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, and seek help through patience and salah. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ
Brother, move up a little bit, so make some more room in the back.
Alhamdulillah, ala ihsani wa shukru lahu ala tawfiqihi wa amtinani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in the Quran that whenever tragedy befalls us, whenever something difficulty falls upon us, regardless if it is a death or an accident, we have to remember the direction that we are heading towards. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. The way of the believers is that if some tragedy was to befall them, their inner qibla is facing towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In what way? As Allah describes it, verily we belong to Allah, and verily do we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our daily salah, brothers and sisters, when we line up in the lines, we put our feet next to the feet of our brothers, and the sisters put their feet next to the sisters, there is a great lesson to learn from this, brothers and sisters. Just like how you move closer half an inch to your brother to fill in the gaps so that shaitan doesn't come in between, how can we learn from this in a practical way and apply that to our lives, brothers and sisters? In our relationships with people, brothers and sisters, it's a give and take. Reciprocity is required. You can't just simply expect people to give and you don't give back. When you move closer to each other in salah, you and the other brother move your feet closer. In our daily life, brothers and sisters, whatever disagreements we have to recognize that our fellow brothers and sisters, we are all on the same path. We are all trying to get to Jannah. We are all trying to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we all have the same goal, we have to learn to live with those differences and to overlook them and to forgive. You move closer, they move closer. The Prophet ﷺ tells us, if two people are to disagree with each other, then the better person is the one that initiates and says salam. It's not about, well, I'm not going to talk to him until they come and apologize to me first. And so that is why, brothers and sisters, the Prophet ﷺ tells us about, for example, if there's a line that is crowded and there's another line in front in which is not filled up, some people, they will try to cut through the line in order to fill that first line. What did he say? لِينُوا بِأَيْدِ إِخْوَانِكُمْ. Be gentle with your arms for your brothers. In other words, what? We are all trying to fill in the gaps within our life. Just like we fill in the gaps for salah. We all have to cut each other some slack. We all have to be gentle towards each other, brothers and sisters. If we have to be gentle to them in salah, what about after salah? And another aspect, brothers and sisters, you do know that the idols around the Kaaba, they were there all the way through the Prophet's time, all the way until the very end, until the conquest of Mecca. But did the Muslims say, we're going to stop praying towards the Qibla because there are still idols there? No. It wasn't a perfect scenario. They were praying towards the Qibla, even though there were still idols there. There were still some things there. But they had a common goal. They were worshipping not the house, but the Lord of that house. And so brothers and sisters, we as Muslims here, we should have a common purpose. That there might be things that are happening in our community. It might not be a perfect utopian world. It might not be a rosy picture that you have come to understand. There might be some shortcomings, but you have to overlook those things for the greater good. Just like during the time of the Prophet ﷺ, during the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, for many of the Muslims, for many of the Sahaba, for them to not go into Mecca and do Umrah, and to simply return, they thought that this was a setback. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed them, you have to look at the bigger picture. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was opposing this treaty. He thought that this was a huge loss for the Muslims. It wasn't until much later that Umar realized, you don't need everything to be perfect in order to move forward. This is one of the biggest tricks of shaitan. You just need to have the good intention, the right methodology, and the right amount of courage in your heart to move forward. Because you never know what happens tomorrow. If you were to plan something that is perfect, if you were to plan something perfect tomorrow, that is of lesser quality than if you were to plan something today of a pretty good plan, as one of the generals of the United States Army, Patton, he says that. Or Patton. Right? He says that to plan for a pretty good plan for tomorrow is better than to plan for a perfect day tomorrow or the day after. Because you don't know what's going to happen. If you see other people not changing, brothers and sisters, don't hold yourself back and say, well, no one's changing, then I'm just going to throw in the towel. You change yourself. So that is why, brothers and sisters, if we don't learn, brothers and sisters, to love each other and to overlook the small differences among us, sometimes those differences are not even based in the Quran and Sunnah, they're ridiculous differences. For small, petty, dunyawi things, we have to be careful of what leads, or what that leads to, brothers and sisters. And the Prophet ﷺ, he tells us, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي, by the one who possesses my soul in his hands, you will not enter Jannah until you believe, and you shall not believe until you love your brothers. And so that is why, brothers and sisters, we have to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our daily life. For those of you who use Android phones or use iPhone, whatever it is, sometimes when you are using Google Maps, right, you find that the compass inside the phone is not working well. So it will tell you to what? Move your phone in an 8-like figure shape to recalibrate the compass inside the phone. We have to constantly recalibrate our inner qibla in our hearts. We have to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever you are on a trip, brothers and sisters, and you get lost, and you make a wrong turn, what does the GPS say to you? Recalculating. Turn here, make a U-turn there. It is a kind advice. When we see our brothers slipping up, we kindly remind them. You don't find that GPS machine saying, "Well, what's wrong with you? Why did you turn over there? Didn't I just tell you to turn back there?" If you want to help other people recalibrate to their faith, just like what the Prophet ﷺ did to that Sahabi who wanted that zina for himself, he did it in such a gentle way, in the form of a nice suggestion. The Prophet ﷺ would always turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 70 times, 100 times a day, do istighfar over and over again. We have to be vigilant, brothers and sisters. Can you imagine someone that comes up to you who hates your guts and tells you, "Guess what? I hate you so much that I'm going to ruin you, and I'm going to ruin your wife, I'm going to ruin your kids and your grandkids and however long I live." You're going to think that person is crazy. You're going to do everything in your power to protect yourself. But guess what? Before Iblis even met you, thousands of years ago, he made that oath. That's how much hatred Iblis has for all of us. He swore to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will misguide you. He's going to throw your inner compass off. وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ Surely I will misguide them. وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ I'm going to draw the whims and desires from them so I can misguide them. Iblis has already made that promise. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the greatest danger to our inner qibla, turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is shaitan. Inna shaitana lakuma aduwwun mubeen. Shaitan is your greatest and most manifest enemy. The clearest enemy. And so that's why, brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us in a hadith, that as long as we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as we make that conscious effort, no matter how bad we are, as long as we keep turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for us. And you know in that hadith Qudsi, if my slave was to come walking towards me, Allah will come running towards you. And if you are to run towards Allah, Allah will come to you even faster. If you are to come in a hand length, a span of a hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come closer to you, the span of an arm length. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, everywhere, يعني, through His qudrah and ilm, waiting for us to turn to Him. فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ Everywhere you turn, Allah is there waiting for you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَاسِيٌ عَلِيمٌ Allah is all-knowing. And that is why, brothers and sisters, we conclude with this word, taqwa. A lot of times people like to translate this word taqwa as fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nowadays, you're probably hearing people say that taqwa is to be God-conscious. What does it mean to be God-conscious? To constantly remind yourself that that inner qibla inside of you has to be turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are. And you are always remembering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. You are always conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can flip you at any moment. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala ta'atik. Oh Allah, you are the one who turns the hearts. Make firm our hearts upon what? Upon the remembrance and obedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، أعداءك أعداء الدين، اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان، اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، وجعلنا من الراشدين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العلي الكبير واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.